Well, welcome to this instructional audio. This instructional audio is to help you with this concept that we're going to be working on, which is called visual prayer. I want you to understand that this is a part of or kind of a continuation of what we do when we're in session. And I wanted to reinforce to you what the visual prayers are about and the importance of getting on board with the visual prayer. Now, at the beginning of doing the visual prayers, it might be a little challenging, to say the least, because anytime you got to discipline yourself or you got to, you know, train yourself, well, the mind, the conscious, the body, they're going to resist the change. So you may have to spend some time doing this for a few days. It's not going to take that long, but for a few days before you get it right. And don't get upset about it or don't get bent out of shape about it. It's just one of those things that it takes time. Anytime you're talking about something new or something different, it's going to take time to get it accomplished. And now that I'm over here talking, they're going to start running a mower or something, because I'm outside on the back porch talking to you about this. So I don't know how this recording is going to come out. Hopefully it won't take them that long to cut their grass or whatever they're doing. I need to cut my grass. See how I got distracted? See how distracting a sound can be? And here we are, we're talking about visual prayers. I hear a sound and of a lawnmower, and it's distracting me from what it is that I'm trying to do right here. And that's why it's important for you to understand how these things work. That's why I say get the earphones to shut off any kind of distraction or shut off any kind of sound. You have to find a way to get to a quiet place. If you live in a house with other people, you have to let them know, in this 15 minutes or this 10 minutes or this 20 minutes, I am going to be, please do not disturb me. You don't even have to say, well, I'm going to pray. I'm going to get in the spirit. You don't have to do none of that. Please try, don't distract me. Well, don't use the word distract. But I would like you not to interrupt me for XX amount of time, if that's something that has to happen in your house or where you live. Okay? And you have the ability to do stop you from having any type of distraction. Okay? So you got your MP3 player, you got your cell phone or iPad. And if you use your cell phone, go inside the settings and cut it off so you don't get calls, or that calls can get directed to your voicemail. You know, you can forward calls to your voicemail on your cell phone as well. You have to cut off text, and that's why it's best to have some other something else that you can use for this particular exercise, because as soon as you do it, people start texting, you're going to get a Facebook update, all those kinds of things, and you hear those little sounds, and you're like, oh, yeah, we're so in tune to our technology. And that's why I want you to think about cutting off your technology for a couple of minutes, for a little bit of time. Okay, now the sounds that you put in your ear should be instrumental sounds. You want some type of instrumental sound that soothes you. It's a soothing sound that soothes you. You know what works for you. You don't need that dun 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 dun. No, you don't need that. Number one, because that's a recognizable sound. A recognizable sound will pull you out of what you're trying to do, because you will begin to recognize that sound immediately. It's like whenever something, you hear a sound in your house or you hear a sound somewhere, you're turned towards that sound because you want to know, your brain wants to recognize, what is that sound? Okay? So you have to discipline yourself not to respond to all of these distractions as you are learning to do these visual prayers. Now, the visual prayer is so powerful. If you will look in the Bible where Jesus prayed, right? And there was a prayer that he did. I was trying to find it, but it was a prayer that he did to his to God when he was working with his disciples. Okay. And okay, so that's John chapter 17. I went and looked it up. That whole chapter is broken down into three parts, where Jesus is praying, and the prayer is before he actually is arrested. In the first part, he's, you know, praying in general. Second part, he's praying for the disciples. And the third part, he's praying for those that would be taught by the disciples, or how the word that he would speak would go out. But the thing I want you to see is how he prayed. You study Jesus' methods of prayer, and you will see that he was visual in his prayer. It wasn't just idle words, but he was visual. And that's why you want to go and don't just read it in the King James Version. You should read it in more than one version of the Bible. Now, you don't want to get caught up in, you know, religious philosophy or religious banter in these cases. The only thing that you're interested in is results. If you're a born-again believer, you are entitled to results. In order to get results, you have to do something. You know, I was talking about before I got on this tape, and the Holy Spirit brought it to my mind, you need to be recording this stuff you're saying. Well, I was like, wow, yes, Lord. But anyway,